RCCP Roadmap. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines rough cut capacity planning, RCCP, as follows. The process of converting the master production schedule into requirements for key resources, often including labor, machinery, warehouse space, suppliers' capabilities, and in some cases money. Comparison to available or demonstrated capacity is usually done for each key resource. This comparison assists the master scheduler in establishing a feasible master production schedule. Three approaches to performing RCCP are the bill of labor, resources, capacity approach, the capacity planning using overall factors approach, and the resource profile approach. Planning and control of capacities is one of the key manufacturing planning and control, MPC, activities. There are five levels of capacity planning within MPC. Resource planning, rough cut capacity planning, capacity requirements planning, CRP, scheduling, for example, finite scheduling, and capacity control, for example, input/output control. Exhibit 4-22 shows how RCCP is the level of capacity planning used for master scheduling. Note how this is a back-and-forth process that iterates as needed until the master production schedule, MPS, appears to be feasible from a capacity standpoint. Exhibit 4-22, Manufacturing Planning and Control. No matter the level, insufficient capacity in the form of an overstated master production schedule can lead to declining delivery performance, missed due dates, increasing inventories, and exhausted employees. Excess capacity, on the other hand, can lead to unnecessary expenses that need to be reduced. Purposes of RCCP. Rough cut capacity planning checks whether critical resources are available to support the preliminary master production schedules. While the capacity check in resource planning was at the product family level, using an average product of that family to validate resource availability for the production plan and manufacturing business plan. Now in RCCP, we need to drill down to the individual product capacity requirements by validating critical resource availability for the master production schedule. Despite the fact that we are using individual unit requirements rather than an average unit of a product family, this is considered a rough check because the individual items might still have some variance, and so this will be requirements for the average unit of that end item. Critical resources validated in RCCP can include bottleneck operations, labor, and critical materials. One reason why the RCCP process looks at only critical resources at this point is that there are other factors that will impact capacity usage, so a more detailed look at capacity might be a poor use of planning time. Therefore, while there are other factors that might affect capacity, factors such as available inventory, partially complete work orders, and lead times are not considered at this point. The RCCP process is time-phased, just like master scheduling. RCCP takes into account the master schedule and the bill of resources for each product family. The master scheduler will validate that the MPS is able to be completed on time, be done within the budget, function successfully within the expected parameters. There are many reasons the MPS might not be in balance with capacity. RCCP provides an iterative capacity planning tool to solve load and capacity imbalances. The purposes of RCCP planning include converting the schedule for MPS end items into a schedule, usually weekly, of requirements for key resources. Comparing load requirements for key resources to available capacity. Providing early warning of bottleneck work centers. Resolving differences to create a workable MPS. Ensuring that work centers are properly utilized and are efficient. RCCP process. The RCCP process can be organized in 5 steps, as detailed in Exhibit 4-23. The first 4 steps of the process are primarily based on data collection and analysis. The 5th step requires the management, operations, and customer management skills of the master scheduler, manufacturing, and sales. There are 3 approaches to rough cut capacity planning. The capacity planning using overall factors, CPOF approach, the bill of labor approach, and the resource profile approach, CPOF. Capacity planning using overall factors, CPOF, is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A rough cut capacity planning technique. The master schedule items and quantities are multiplied by the total time required to build each item to provide the total number of hours to produce the schedule. Historical work center percentages are then applied to the total number of hours to provide an estimate of the hours per work center to support the master schedule. This technique eliminates the need for engineered time standards. CPOF is the least detailed of the three RCCP approaches. It is quick to calculate, but not as sensitive to shifts in product mix as some of the others. Bill of labor approach. As defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the bill of labor is a structured listing of all labor requirements for the fabrication, assembly, and testing of a parent item. The bill of labor approach, also called the capacity bill procedure, uses the bill of labor, also called a bill of capacity, routing data, the bill of material, BOM, and the master production schedule. It requires data on standard hours and direct labor hours or machine hours per operation. The BOM is broken down into the portions worked on at a given work center, and the standard times for each BOM element produced there are multiplied by the number of units needed for one final product. The total standard hours per unit are then used in the capacity requirements calculations for a given product mix being run. This method therefore detects shifts in product mix but does not account for differences in lead times. When setting lot sizes, it assumes a lot-for-lot policy. Resource profile approach. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines resource profile as follows. The standard hours of load placed on a resource by time period. Production lead time data is taken into account to provide time phase projections of the capacity requirements for individual production facilities. The resource profile approach is similar to the bill of labor approach. However, it considers lead time offsets. In addition to the inputs needed for the bill of labor approach, this method also requires data on production lead times for end units and components. It also assumes a lot-for-lot policy. Exhibit 4-24 shows how the bill of resources for our commercial door manufacturer case study is expanded to show item-level requirements for our critical resources. Note how the family level creates an average, but individual item-level requirements might be in a wide range from this average. Exhibit 4-24. Bill of resources exploded to item level. Next, we need to determine the specific load on these resources by multiplying the per-unit requirement by the number of units being produced each week. Exhibit 4-25 does this for each of our three critical resources for week 1. Exhibit 4-25. Calculating load on critical resources. The sum of this load is then compared to the available capacity and any shortfalls are addressed.